Good evening. Oh, wow. I love being in this place and I love our church. And one thing I love about each service is how we do leave room for the Holy Spirit to move. I mean, Pastor John wanted to pray for migraines. And you see, what God reveals, He intends to heal. That's why it is so important when He calls the word at any time in the service. If that's you, if God has revealed it, He intends to heal you. Because He's an amazing God. He's an incredible God. But, you know, like in our church, Pastor John talked, as he said, about why stewardship last week. And the week before that, Pastor Jeremy, he spoke about hearing from God. He talked about praying and worshiping and reading the Word of God. And that's how we hear from Him. Like tonight, I'm going to go off the back of that. I'm going to just talk about one specific way that God can speak. And He can speak in many ways. Through His Word. He can speak through nature. He can speak through other people. Through preaching the Word. Dreams, visions, the prophetic. He can speak in many, many ways. But tonight, I'm actually going to talk about how He can speak through dreams. So the title of my message tonight is like, Dare to Dream. All right. So you know what? We're going to pray and we're going to ask God for His strength and revelation tonight. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Father, that You're here with us now. Holy Spirit, come. That You would breathe on us, Father. That You would bring Your awesome power, Father. That You would awaken our spirits within us, Lord. That You would open our ears. That You open our hearts. That You would bring revelation, life and light to us tonight, Father. Lord, as Your word goes forth, Father, that it would not fall to the ground. It would not go void, but it would prosper in the thing for which You sent it. And it would be pleasing to You in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Please take your seats. All right. And thank you, Ben. You guys are amazing. Oh, my gosh. I love that new song. Great to see you out there too, Joelle. Yeah, very nice. Oh, well, you know, in about 17 years ago, so that would be like 1999 it was, I was walking on a beach in Mackay and I just moved there and I was having a few difficulties at the time with direction. I had an accounting background, but you know what? I didn't really want to work in accounting for a while. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to work with people. And I was walking along the beach, and you see, I was brought up to believe about God, believe in God, and I believed about God, but I didn't know I could have a relationship with Him. So whenever I was in trouble, or whenever I didn't know something, you know, like God might get a look in then, right? So I'm walking along the beach and I decide like, I'm going to ask God. Like God, and I thought like, God, you know, what am I going to do? What can I do? I don't know what to do at the moment. I want to do something different. Like, tell me what to do. And I'd been for a few interviews at the time and nothing that I thought was really happening, lots of different interviews. And the thing was, like that night, that Saturday night, I had a dream. I had a dream and it was so specific. It was actually like a vision in a dream. There's not much difference between a dream and a vision. It's just that a dream you have while you're asleep, a vision, you're awake. That's really the only difference. But I had a vision in my dream. So I dreamt that I was working at this place that I was actually working at the time. I was sitting at my desk. I was just there temporarily. And I got a phone call. And I'd been for an interview 2 weeks before for a job that I thought I had no chance at. There were so many people there and they were a lot higher qualified than I was at the time. And I thought, I enjoyed the interview, which was 3 hours, I might, you know, add, but I've got no chance. So I'd just forgotten about that. So anyway, in my dream, I dreamt that I got a phone call from this place. And it says, hello, is that Teresa? I just wanted to let you know that you've been successful in your application. You will have to do training for 12 weeks. It was so specific. You would spend 6 weeks in Townsville. You spend a week in Brisbane. You spend a week, 6 weeks, sorry, in Bagara. Then a week in Brisbane. And then another, like the rest of the time in Townsville and then to Mackay. I mean, I didn't know about that at the interview. It was so specific. It was that specific that I wrote it down. I woke up And I thought, wow, this is like, what? Imagine that. Imagine if I got that job. So I'm at work on Monday, and the phone rings. And they're, hello, is that Teresa Delamere? Yes, it is. Hello, this is da-da-da-da-da. I just wanted to say that you've been successful with your job, and there's 12 weeks involved. The first, you know, weeks are at Bagara. It was exactly like the dream I'd had. Now, you know, you might think, like, how do I know that's God? Really? I mean, I asked him, didn't I? I mean, yeah, that's who I was asking. I was asking God. I mean, of course it was God, right? Like, that's a no-brainer, that one. It was definitely God. So why did God give me a dream like that before it actually happened? Because he gives us dreams to show us that when they do happen, it's him. He gives us dreams to show us that he is real. It gives us dreams to show us that he cares for us. He gives us dreams to show us when we ask, he will speak to us, and in lots of different ways. So yeah, dreams like is a way that God communicates his mind, his thoughts, his love for us, that he cares for us, his warnings. And in Joel 2:28 in the New Living Translation, it says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to be really old to dream, okay? You can dream at any time. All right, and you can have visions at any time, even when you're not young. So not only that, in Job, like Job was confronted with the reality of God's voice in our lives, whether we hear it or not. So in Job 33, verse 14 to 15, it says, for God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. So, you know, whether you believe it or not, I guarantee you that you have all had a dream from God. That's whether you're a Christian, whether you believe in God. I mean, I wasn't a Christian at the time I had that dream. In the Bible, there are so many examples of people that had dreams that were not followers of God. They were not believers. They didn't believe in God. Like the Pharaoh. There was a Pharaoh who, and he had a dream, which Joseph interpreted. He had a dream in there about how to help the world from famine. He had the dream. It was from God. So it doesn't matter who you are, whether you believe it or not, I guarantee you you've had a dream. The only thing is whether you've remembered it and recorded it and documented it. That's the only thing. That's the difference. So, like the greatest event in history, the birth of Jesus Christ, was dependent on 5 dreams, 3 visions, and a number of angelic visitations. That's right. Like Joseph, this is a different Joseph now. This is Mary's husband. Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, he was a big dreamer. He had 4 major dreams in the early years as head of the family. First of all, you know, he finds out Mary's been betrothed to him, and then he finds out she's pregnant. I mean, what? What is going on with that? I mean, I'm sure he's going to say, like, I don't think I'm going to go through with this. But he had a dream. An angel came to him in a dream and told him to take Mary as his wife, that she had conceived the child through the Holy Spirit, and also gave him the name of the child Jesus. He told, like, in a dream, that's where he got Jesus' name. The next dream, number 2 dream, he was told to flee from Egypt with Mary and the child. Number 3 dream, he was told to return to the land of Israel. These were all pivotal times where Jesus could have been killed. And in the 4th one, he was told to move to Nazareth. So Joseph followed the instructions given to him by the angel in each of these dreams. I mean, if he hadn't have, Jesus might have got killed. That's what I'm saying. Aren't we glad that Joseph listened to those dreams? That's how pivotal a dream can be. It can affect your life, other people's lives. So you can have internal and external dreams. Internal, see, most people dream when they dream, even if you dream about other people or other things, most dreams are actually about yourself. Yeah, so only about 1 to 5% of dreams are about other things, about church, you know, the environment, in most people that have dreams. So there's plenty of different ways that God communicates. So he can send creative inspiration. So he can give you innovative ideas like Niels Bohr was his name. He won a Nobel Prize in physics in 1922 for discovering the structure of the atom. I know. He dreamed he saw the nucleus of the atom with the electrons spinning around it. He dreamed the structure first, and then he confirmed it through lab tests. That's right. Okay, Larry Page, you might have heard of him. He's the co-founder of Google. He got the inspiration for Google in a dream when he was 23 years old, in which he thought to download the whole web, which would later evolve into a ranked search engine concept. But it came through a dream. I know. So you can get inspiration through a dream. Like, God can use dreams to guide you to solve problems, you know, solutions for your problems in life. You might be having problems and you need guidance, just like I needed guidance and then I got guidance. So God can use those things. He can come to you about, I mean, even when I've had trouble with finances, I've dreamt about investment strategies. I know, and it's like crazy. You wake up and think, would that even work? And I mean, I know it's not me because I never thought of it before. But then I've checked it out, and it's totally worked. So God can solve problems with that. He can warn you. He can encourage you. He can encourage you with peace and confidence. You see, most dreams, are to encourage you. Encouraging dreams, they give you peace when you're worried about something, or you might not be confident in something. So I'm gonna share some of my dreams. Like, some of them are actually from quite a few years ago. The first one, this is a dream I had on the 12th of October, 2010. So that's 7 years ago. And you see, this dream, it was to encourage me in things that not only did I not think I could do it at the time, I did not want to do it. Do you understand that? Yeah. Like, so I had a dream about Pastor John spoke to me about getting a message ready to preach. And I asked him what the theme was. And he said, whatever I wanted to talk about. So I started to prepare a message about how to conquer fear. My example was about not wanting to preach, but about submitting to God. Now, that was in my dream. I think that's kind of easy to interpret. That's right. So, and that's what happened. Like, God was telling me, submit to him, because I'd had prophecies prior to that about preaching, and I didn't want to preach. I'm like, what am I even going to say? I've got nothing to say. Not only that, I talk funny, all sorts of things, you know what I mean? And I hated being in front of people, even at Bible college when there were 16 of us. I was like, you know, shaking. I would sit down after I shook for 20 minutes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So this is in 2010. I'd never preached a message at this time that I had this dream. On the 27th of November, 2011, so that's a year later, I actually preached my first message that Pastor John asked me to preach. And in the year after that, on the 2nd of December, I actually preached about conquering fear. And I used that example about not wanting to preach, but submitting to God. But do you see? He wanted to tell. Sometimes God will give you a dream and you think, I don't know how to do that and I don't want to do that. But what he does, he gives it to you, so you get used to the idea, right? Yeah, you get used to the idea. And when I had that dream, I still thought, wow, I'm so not telling anybody about that. And I never have. Actually, you're the first people I've ever told about that dream. Yeah. So there you go. And another one. This one was when I was worried about my family. I was going through a really tough time in 2012. It was on the 5th of March in 2012, and I was worried about my family and my finances big time. And I really thought, I just don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going to go from here. And I had a dream that night because, I'm asking God, like, you know what? I have no clue, none, what to do in this situation. Help me. I really don't know what to do. So I had a dream that night about, you know, those planes that write in the sky. And so I have this dream about this plane writing in the sky, and it writes scriptures for me. It wrote Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purposes. Then it wrote Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no sorrow to it. Both of those things, like that I got in the dream, I started to speak over myself. I thought, I'm taking that. I mean, God gave me that. If this is the answer to my issues, I'm going to speak this word. And of course, you know, yeah, I got through it. I mean, it was still hard, but I knew God cared about me. I knew he loved me. I knew he was with me. Even though I was going through a trial, I knew he was there with me. So that's why, like, dreams are awesome. I mean, dare to dream. Dare to have a dream. They're like fun. Oops. Oh my gosh. I've got all my dreams falling out. I've got a few dream journals happening here. But why I write them down is because if I don't, I've forgotten them by 10 o'clock. They're gone. Even if I think I'll totally remember that, it doesn't happen. Because, like, for example, one night I had a dream because I'd been asking God, like, you know, tell me what my gifts are. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. You know, tell me what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do for you? How can I serve you, God? I remember that. And I remember he opened my hand in a dream that night. He opened my hand and he started to engrave on it what my gifts were. Now, it'd be awesome to have known what they were. And at the time, I did. But because I thought that I will never forget that, I did not write it down. And guess what? I forgot. I know. I forgot. I was spewing because I was thinking, like, but really, what it did, I was thinking, like, oh, come on, God, give me the dream again. But really, he was teaching me a lesson. I know. Obedience for me was to write it down. I didn't do it. Too bad. So, yeah, I know. So I'd say if you have a dream, write it down. That's actually my first thing that you should do when you have dreams, write them down. So there's lots of things that you can dream about. There's healing dreams that bring forgiveness and love. There's calling dreams that reveal your purpose. Of course, you know, I had one of those. But then there's warning dreams, warfare dreams. Like when I was a new Christian, like warfare dreams can be fighting against powers of darkness while you're asleep. So when I was a new Christian, I had a dream that I was inside a house and I had a nightie on, which I don't even wear nighties, man, I'll tell you. But anyway, I wear pajamas, all right? Everyone's like, what? What? Oh, wow. That's just like, anyway. moving right on. So anyway, I went out because I knew that there was something going on outside of my house. So I go outside and I can hear this horse coming. It's snorting and all sorts of things. And then I see it coming over the hill. And it's this massive black horse. And on it is a black knight. But this knight is like something out of, you know, Lord of the Rings. It's like ugly, like really, you know. And so I know in my dream, I know it's the devil. And there are things fighting against it and it can't stop it. And he's coming forward. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he's coming to get me. And then all of a sudden, I have this thing that happens on the inside of me. And I go, stop, in the name of Jesus. This is in my dream. And he disappears. He's gone. Now, I woke up that next morning and I thought, what on earth was that about? You know, I had no, but I knew that it was the devil. There was no doubt about that. Because when you're new to Christ and you're excited and the word of God starts getting so, you get excited about following God and you want to come to church and go to pathways and all these things, the enemy comes to stop you. So what it did, God taught me how to keep him out. So every time when I was a new Christian, when things would come, when I'd, you know, something would happen on a Sunday morning to try and stop me from coming to church, I would think to myself, stop, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, like really, to myself, I would do that. I know, looking crazy now, but at home, that's what I would do. I would actually do it, stop, in the name of Jesus. And it would just keep me going. So you know what? If you're new here today, you can do that. You can use that dream. You can say, like, if when things come against you, when things stop you, you know, you and you know that these things are just weird that are happening, you can say, stop in the name of Jesus, because he is for you and he is with you and he wants you to continue coming. All right. So there's so many sorts of dreams that you can have. But what do you do with them? You know, what do you do? So number one, you write it down, you journal it, because that's a part of obedience. I mean, you know, even that now that I'm talking about dreams, I can feel the Holy Spirit stirring them up in you. You're going to be surprised. A lot of you are going to dream tonight, but you're going to dream this week. And you know why? Because it's like a switch on. It's like a switch on the inside of you. You become aware of that. So what I want everyone to do this week is to have a pad and pen or a journal and pen beside your bed, because you actually have to write it the moment you wake up. I mean, I went through a stage where I would have like 4 dreams a night. So I'd get up and go in the ensuite and write it down. But I was just so excited about that because God was just speaking to me. He wants you to be excited. He wants you to seek him out. He wants you to pursue him. And he was speaking to me, and I would do that. And then one of my friends says to me, hey, why don't you get one of, you know, those tape recorder things? And that way you won't have to get out of bed. You can just like speak into that. I thought, great idea. That's an awesome idea. So I went and bought one of those things. And so the first night I've got my, you know, trusty little tape recorder there. I thought, anyway, the next morning I listened to it and it's like, yeah, I only did that one night because it did not work for me. Okay. Obviously when I'm half asleep, like, you sound like you're drunk, but you know, I was not drunk, but I'm just saying that's what you sound like. You know, you sound like you're drunk. That's right. I was speaking in tongues. That's right. Except I couldn't interpret them. So that's right. So write it down. And the thing is, like I said before, when God gives you revelation about something, he wants you to know what it is. He intends for you to know what it is. It's not a secret, but he wants you to seek him out. He wants you to search it. Like in Proverbs 25:2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. That's us, to search out a matter. Because it's amazing. And what it does, you learn so much. You start to gain knowledge from seeking him out, when seeking out the Bible, because that's where a lot of the translations come from. I'll look in the Word, you know. You know, what does it say about the color black? What does it say about the number 7 in the Bible? I mean, I know that there's lots of, you know, things on the internet about dream interpretation and, you know, this means that and that means that. But I gotta tell you, the Holy Spirit is the one that interprets all dreams. The Holy Spirit. So you pray and you ask God. So that was number 2. You pray, you ask God. You ask the Holy Spirit, what is it? You know, what does that mean? Why is it a bus and not a car? Why is it a bus and not a helicopter? So you use contrasting to work out, why is it specifically that? That's how you work out a dream. That can help you to do that. So yes, the Holy Spirit is the interpreter of all dreams. And it's about you and the Holy Spirit. Do you know that you and the Holy Spirit are the best ones to work out your dream? Even somebody like, it's hard to, I've got my own little dictionary that I've made from my, you know, from having lots of dreams about what things mean to me. So when I hear a dream or I see a dream, it goes through my filter, yes it does, but there's nothing like your own dictionary. You see, like, you might see your Aunt Betty in a dream. The dream's probably not about your Aunt Betty, but it might be about what your Aunt Betty means to you. You know, Aunt Betty might be faithful. Aunt Betty might be a thief. Well, I don't know, but whatever Aunt Betty means to you, whatever, like, that can be a bit of a part of the dream of whatever the context is in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, people in dreams, it's what they mean to you, not to me. To you, because you're the one who knows them. That's why you and the Holy Spirit, oh, you can do this. You can do this, right? And the third thing, so write it down, pray and ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to interpret. And the third thing is to apply it. See, God, he'll bring dreams to your remembrance. You know, sometimes he'll recall a dream. I mean, I've had a dream years ago that I've recalled so many times. And this one, actually, I'll tell you this one. It's a quick one. I had a dream years ago about 20 pairs of black high heel shoes in my wardrobe. I know. Everyone's like, yes, I love that dream. But I would think they were high heels. And like, I don't like wearing high heel shoes. They're like stilettos. And they were really high heel shoes. And they were all in my wardrobe. And there was 20 of them. And they had not been worn before. So right there, you look at that dream and you think, oh, what are shoes about? You know, shoes about your walk in life. It could be like, you know, what you're meant to do. And then I'd think like, why are they high? Because I prefer jandals. You know, they're flat. You know, why are they high shoes? And like, I asked God, like, come on, help me with this. And I thought, wow, I'm hearing you. It was about Jesus is raising me up in things, new things that I haven't done before, that I feel uncomfortable about. I feel uncomfortable about it. But I knew that I had to wear these shoes. I feel uncomfortable about it, and I'm going to have to wear them. So it's like, get used to the idea. So to me, it was like when I'm out of my comfort zone and I know it and someone will ask me to do something and I feel like saying no, I get a flash of that dream. I get a flash of those 20 pairs of high heel shoes. See, they're the things that keep me wanting to step out for God. They're the things that keep me wanting to get out of my comfort zone. And I needed that, you know, because I prefer to say no, really. But when God recalls that dream to me, I know what it's about because I think, oh, here I go. I'm like, you know, wussing out. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes instead. So that's what a dream can do. You know, you can recall it and do that. So one thing that can help you in the Bible about dreams are parables. See, parables are stories, but they're all like, you know, the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like, you know, faith as a mustard seed. I mean, it's the smallest seed. So these things, they start to stir you up in the language of dreams, parables. So if you're interested in finding out more about dreams, like read the parables and think to yourself, like, what does that mean? And it takes you deeper. Like the Holy Spirit will take you deeper into the meaning of what he means in your dreams. I know. So we're back to, you know, when God communicates, like not all dreams are from God. They aren't. I mean, we'd like them all to be, but they're not. They're not all. Yeah, that's right. You can have pizza dreams. So there's three sources. There are three sources. Yeah, on the pizza. Yeah. No. There's three sources of where communication comes from. One of them is from God. Any guesses about the other ones? The devil. That's right. The other one's the devil, and the other one is yourself. Oh, you guys are on fire. Yeah, that's right. They are the three sources. So how do you know then it's from God when you have a dream? And I guess Jeremy talked about a scripture when he preached on, you know, in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. See, we can hear God's voice and he knows us and we follow him. But we hear God's voice by having a relationship with him. When we're in relationship with God, we know his voice. Just like I know, I had lunch with my sons today, and like my sons laughs, like no one laughs like them. I mean, no one laughs like me. but that's what I'm saying. I know their laugh, and I'd know it anywhere. When I hear God, the stronger your relationship becomes, the more you know it is God, all right? So that's one way. Like it will always line up with the word of God. You're not going to have a dream that's going to be contradictory to the word of God. So, you know, if you're dreaming about coveting your neighbor next door, nah, not really. But, I mean, if you're dreaming, having dreams about things that you know are not God, it's not God, all right? easy, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, it gives you an inner witness of peace. When it's God, it gives you that inner witness. In Philippians 4:7, it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. There is just a peace when it's God. You just know it. You just know it. You feel peaceful. You know that it aligns with the Word of God. So that's how you know that it's God. So those are the tools of dreaming. You write it down. You journal your dream. And do you know what? Just because, oh, well, you had an example there. Like, I wrote that dream down. I still didn't want to do it, the preaching one I'm talking about. Not at all. I'm thinking, well, God's going to have to make that one happen. But I wrote it down. So it doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. You know, at that time, I didn't care whether it happened at all. But the thing is, you write it down, you interpret it, and you apply it to your life. Some things you can apply immediately. Like the 20 pairs of shoes one. I can apply that straight away because I feel it. You know, when somebody asks me something, and it is out of my comfort zone, and I don't really want to do it, and I feel uncomfortable, and it's not a shoe that I've worn before, but because of that dream, I will do it. I will do it. So write it down. You pray and ask the Holy Spirit for interpretation. In your quiet time, I mean, sometimes God will give you the interpretation in the dream itself. I've had the interpretation as soon as I've woken up. I've had the interpretation when I started to seek it out. And sometimes I haven't been able to work it out at all. So I've just left it there. And it's amazing because you go back, I don't know, it could be months later, and I think, oh, that so makes sense now. You know, so write it down. That's the only way you can do that, though, because if you don't write it down, you can't go back, can you? So, yeah, and then you apply it to your life. So we are all this week going to have a piece of paper or a journal and a pen next to our bed because, believe me, you are going to dream. You are going to dream. In fact, you know, let's just close your eyes. I want to pray that God will bring God dreams. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you see every heart here tonight. I thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, that you love to speak to us. And Lord, I pray that this week, even tonight, Father, that your Holy Spirit would touch people, that would touch hearts, that would bring dreams of revelation, that would bring dreams of healing, that would bring dreams of blessing, that would bring dreams of direction. Whatever is on each person's heart, Father, I just pray for revelation of that. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you continue to speak to us. Whether we want to hear you or not, you do it. And Lord, I just pray, Father, for your power, for your presence in each person's life here today. In Jesus' name, amen.